I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is joining us, holding it down on the boards live in New York City. You could be here in Atlanta, you could be in New York, you could be in Las Vegas, California, St. Louis, Kansas. You could be anywhere. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you. I'm just happy to be here. I'm just waiting on the Super Bowl, damn it. It's tough. Anyway, I'm here every single weekday, getting started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, on what is still turning out to be a busy day. All is quiet on the Western Front. No crazy news out of Vegas yet. 49ers, Chiefs still scheduled to go at it. Jose Altuve got paid today. 5-year contract extension will take him to age 39. He's going to be an Astro for life, $125 million. Not bad. We know the NBA trade deadline is coming up on Thursday. Just, come on, we're just waiting on the Super Bowl. But we did get some interesting news that came down the pipe about, let's say, 2 hours ago. And I don't want to call it a head-scratcher, but it makes you go, And it's about how we sit down and how we watch and consume sports. So I want to talk about that momentarily. Thank you so far to our guests who have joined us here on the show already. Eric Eager, who's the vice president of Sumer Sports, knows everything about sports and analytics as it relates to the NFL. And thank you as well to Michael Lombardi, author of the book Football Done Right, setting the record straight on the coaches, players, and the history of the NFL. This man has worked with everyone from Bill Belichick to Bill Walsh and the late Al Davis. And so thank you to them for coming through and joining us. And thank you to everybody tuned in on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 158, and everyone listening on a smart speaker. If you want to reach out to me, you can do so. The phone number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We have paid our bills. The phone lines work. I'm also there on the internet. For everyone who likes to just scroll mindlessly and endlessly, I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere. You know, last night, NFL opening night, we talked about it. Wild questions, wacky questions. We know Roger Goodell had his press conference before the players spoke and did anything. He was asked about workplace diversity, asked about playing games in Brazil. But then Roger Goodell was also asked about the potential of the NFL one day being streamed. We know the NFL Super Bowl, or specifically the Super Bowl, excuse me, we know the Super Bowl traditionally has been on network television. Why? You want to maximize the eyeballs. So whether or not you have cable or satellite or a dish, if you got an antenna, you're going to get the game. It's over the air for free, and it's been that way forever. And we know the NFL, like every place else, is dabbling in the world of streaming and realizing that that is the future. We've had this conversation here on air before. I don't want to say cable boxes are dwindling, but they're getting older, right? They're not going to stick around forever, and streaming is the move. And so specifically last night, Roger Goodell was asked about the Super Bowl one day streaming. And Roger Goodell is like, now while I'm here, listen to this.
Youth audiences are going to those platforms and those apps. And we have to make sure our content is there. We still have over 90% of our games on free television. No other league, no other sports comes close to that. When we were in the 80s, when we moved to ESPN and we went behind to pay TV, there was the same outcry. But what we did is we created a platform that fans can engage with, have access to, that is actually beneficial to the consumers because that's where they are. We have to fish where the fish are, and we have a lot of consumers that are on those platforms. And Peacock Game showed that. Amazon showed that over the last 2 years. Their ratings were up 24% this year.
Just to follow up on Sam, I get the question often lately, could we see a streaming Super Bowl in the future?
Well, certainly not in my time.
Yeah, you want to go where the eyeballs are. And I mean, we've seen this just a little bit. The Phoenix Suns, especially with the falling apart of Bally Sports going bankrupt, the Phoenix Suns have put their local games over the air. A matter of fact, they sent fans antennas. And so, yes, the business model is changing. Technology is changing. And is just, pardon the poor phrase, there's more than one way to go out there and skin a cat. Well, if you watch sports, and I'm sure you do because you're listening to a sports radio station, big news announced a couple hours ago. ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers owns TNT and TBS. That they are going to launch a sports streaming platform later on this year. It's going to include every sports station included between ESPN, Fox, and Warner Discovery. And so what does that mean? ESPN, ESPN2, the SEC Network, ABC, Fox, Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 2, TNT, TBS, True TV. Everything that you basically sit down and watch is going to be under one umbrella and one service. It does not have a name yet. It does not have a price yet. We've gotten some written statements from some of the CEOs. David Zaslav from Warner Brothers Discovery, also better known as folks that own TNT and TBS. This new sports service exemplifies our ability as an industry to drive innovation and provide consumers with more choice, enjoyment, and value. And we're thrilled to deliver it to sports fans. And if you know anything, just about everything comes on Fox, ESPN, and Warner Brothers Discovery. You can watch the NBA. You can watch football. You can watch college. I don't think we're missing anything in that regard. Bob Iger, who's the CEO of Walt Disney, everything from Mickey Mouse to Stephen A. Smith, he says the launch of this new streaming sports service is significant for Disney and ESPN, a major win for sports fans, and an important step forward for the media business. This means the full suite of ESPN channels will be available to consumers alongside the sports programming of other industry leaders as part of a differentiated sports-centric service. Now, typically, I would say, I'm surprised, right? Like, they're each going to have a third of this business. Why in the hell would ESPN and Fox and Turner, Warner Brothers, say, hey, we're going to put all of our games on one service? It's because they're afraid of Amazon. It's because they're afraid of Apple. These traditional companies that are used to being on cable know that they have to move forward, and I guess they feel like there is power in numbers, especially when it comes down to negotiating against the Amazons of the world, who most certainly want more NFL games, want NBA games. We just learned, I think last week, 2 weeks ago, that Netflix is jumping into live streaming of sports, and not necessarily a sport, but sports entertainment with the WWE. I'm not going to say that ESPN and Fox and folks at Turner Warner Brothers are shaking in their boots, but there's a realization that if we don't kind of stick together, then we're going to get left behind. And so what this new service looks like, and I have no idea. I don't know how much. I feel like I'm paying for all of this anyway. People are already online talking about, oh man, this is YouTube TV. I already have all these stations on YouTube TV, and it's tough. Whatever it is, there's going to be a differentiating factor where people are going to feel obligated to sign up. It's also been reported that you'll be able to bundle this new sports service with any existing account that you have already with ESPN or HBO Max and what have you. This can get real confusing. It's enough. I think I'm real up to date technologically. And I'm not going to say I feel bad, but if you're much older, this stuff is just out of the ordinary. It's out of the universe, right?
I mean, if you're much older, I'm assuming then you have cable, right? So isn't this just like, this is basically what you already have. You don't got to worry about it in a way, right?
Yeah, but I'm thinking, yes, correct. If you got cable, it don't matter until they tell you, man, we're going to eliminate your cable box. That's one thing. But it is another thing. Like, I pay for all of these services. I have ESPN and Fox. And what's the other one? Turner, Warner. I have all of this. And so they're going to drop this service later this year, right? And I'm now going to be able to bundle this with what I have already? Like, is this supposed to be cheaper than what I'm already paying? Am I to eliminate everything else that I have? Like I got Disney Plus, right? With Disney Plus, I can watch ESPN. I can throw on, I don't know, what's a Disney movie? Lion King, Toy Story. I got HBO Max. I can watch the NBA, Turner. I can watch Batman. There's so much that I can watch. And so now there's a new sports streaming service. What am I getting, a discount because I already pay for all these things? Like, there was a point in time where all of this was a la carte. You just buy a service. And then everybody started gobbling up everybody. You know, Warner Brothers Discovery is now Max, and it buys Turner. It's just, it's the wild, wild west. So I think we got to a point where everybody said, we have to go it on our own. We have to kind of blaze our own trail and stay away from our competitors. Similar to cable, everybody is on their quote unquote own channel, their own station. Well, now if you're all going rogue because of just how cable has devolved, is there less power in numbers? It looks like it, because companies that never had a cable station. Let's think about this for a minute. Amazon ain't never been on cable. Amazon Prime is straight streaming. There's no Amazon television station. It doesn't exist. You know, Apple TV that serves all of the MLS games. There was never an Apple cable channel. You couldn't get Apple on your cable box or satellite. You got to stream it. And these are digital native. These are technology companies that have been in business in different cases, 20, 30, 40 years. They're still pretty young, that they're trying to kick the cable company's asses. And so I just find it ironic, because never in my life, and this shows you where media is going, did I think that ESPN would get in bed with Fox Sports, would get in bed with Warner Brothers / Turner and say, hey, we all need to survive. Let's get together just so we could stick around. It's power and market share, and everybody is shaking in their boots. Everybody shaking in their boots at Amazon, Apple, and I'm sure there's another company, Netflix. This is who they're fighting against, and it's like a digital war. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Wild stuff. Dell is calling from Birmingham in Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Hey, look, I was telling him, it's almost like you got to be a computer tech just to run your TV now. And you're talking about being an old head. If you, a lot of old heads don't even know how to program them things.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, are you going to be buying this service later this year? We don't even know the price for it.
Exactly. I don't know. I just see when it comes out.
Okay. One-stop shopping. Yes, go ahead. Something else?
I just wanted to say this. This paying these guys as employees, they're going to have to come up with you at least got to stay 2 years at your college under the contract, and then you and have them where they got the, they playing the bowl games.
Yeah, well, there's a big wide scope on that, Dell, and that's something that we're going to either talk about tomorrow or Thursday. And thank you, Dell, for calling from Birmingham.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
You're great, man.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm trying to be like you, Dell. Appreciate you.
Oh, no, I want to be like you when I grow up.
Yeah, you can do it. Come through. Thank you, Dell. Nice, kind words. Listen, folks. What Dell had mentioned at the end is we gotta take a scalpel to that. There have been a couple of programs, a couple of states here in the United States of America who have designated the fact that college athletes should be designated as employees. And this is in the court system, and so it's not final. We know things can get run up, you know, just from a local and state level all the way up to the Supreme Court. But I think we are on borrowed time when it comes to, you know, whether or not student athletes should be employees. That's coming sooner than later. It's soon going to be 5-10 years or sooner than that. I'm not sure. But that's coming on down the line. We're going to talk about that more in depth tomorrow. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, the streaming thing, and the prices have gone up too, right? You're paying $15, $20 for one streaming service. You got to pay another $15, $20. It's like having cable again. The world is changing, folks. And even ESPN, Fox, and Turner, Warner, they're all scared of Amazon. It's amusing to me. The big bad wolf has stepped into the building along with Netflix and Apple. What a wild world. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. Hey, Roger Goodell, he didn't just have words on streaming. Roger Goodell also had some thoughts on the expansion of the NFL. We're going to get into that later on into the show. Brock Purdy had some words on Taylor Swift. We know that the NBA has some injury replacements here for the All-Star game. I'm going to get to your calls. We got a lot to do on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, I told you that ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers, especially the Warner Brothers is running TNT and TBS, that they have combined forces to bring you one big old streaming service later on this year. So every ESPN sports channel, every Fox sports channel, Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 2, all the college channels, SEC Network, and then obviously all of Turner Sports properties, the sports ones, TNT, TBS, that they're going to be on one streaming platform later on this year. And I'm telling you, the reason why these strange bedfellows have decided to hang out in bed together is because they are afraid of the Amazons of the world, the Netflixes of the world, the Apples of the world. Could you imagine 20 years ago? Could you imagine 10 years ago, ESPN and Fox say, oh, we're going to get together and put our stations on one app? Hell no. They got no choice now, do they? 855-212-4CBS. But for us consumers, I wonder what these prices are going to look like. You're going to give me all these stations for what, $45? I got to pay more? I'm already paying for Disney Plus, right? A lot of money. I don't know how much. They just take it automatically. I'm already paying for HBO Max or whatever they call it, Max. It's nuts. I got to figure out a way. Well, let me not say figure out a way. I'm not going to say that. People have some bright ideas. A lot of it is illegal. I'm an upstanding individual. I don't got time for that. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Jesse is here from Mobile. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jesse?
I'm hailing you from the Mardi Gras capital of the world. Just wanted to pick up where you left off with, if you're of a certain age, you're old enough to remember Ford vehicles had Sirius, GM vehicles had XM. Two separate companies that realized that wasn't going to work. If you're of a certain age, you're used to having cable at the house, and then the price of cable went up as it had to pay for Major League, hockey, basketball, football, and they passed it on to the consumer, who then quickly started finding other alternatives. If you're of a certain age, you're not at home to watch anything. You're too busy out enjoying your life, Ubering everywhere and hanging out with your friends. You don't have a TV. You don't watch TV. You stream everything. So all of the old heads who run all these divisions are running around, as you say, panicking, trying to figure out how to get people to stay at home and watch something when that's not the demographic anymore.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jesse. Appreciate you.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't think they're worried about trying to get people to stay at home and watch anything. I think there's a clear understanding that people watch whatever the hell they want to watch, however they want to watch it, wherever they want to watch it, period. And so I don't think, you know, ESPN, Fox, Warner is getting together because they want people to stay at home to watch sports. They're getting together because their traditional model has changed. You know, there is no model of Amazon saying, we own your cable box. You know, there is no tradition. Amazon is just like, poof, here we are. You can watch us any place. Watch us on your phone, your tablet, your computer, anywhere. Not with, we need to figure out, you know, how much money we're scraping off when it comes down to a cable subscription. Not how much you at home are paying, you know, for ESPN. What split we're getting. No, none of that crap. Nope. They're just doing it, period. It doesn't matter if you're at home or you're on the road or you sitting at the lunchroom table or at work. Fact is that there's I don't want to say a bigger ball game in town, but there is. And they got ridiculous amounts of money. 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, JR. Long time, man. How you been, bro?
I'm great. What's on your mind?
I just want to talk about the Lakers. I think they're one of the main problems is that the bench is not strong enough. Second point, the question on Darvin Ham, what's his future? And I'd like to talk about cohesion real quick. When it comes between you and Hickey, just like the old Beastie Boys track, get it together. You're the cheese and he's the macaroni. Have a good night, sir. Thank you.
Hickey, do you have any response to that?
I do like mac and cheese, but I am more of a PB&J guy. I don't know if you have a preference. I would prefer to be the Jif peanut butter, but maybe that's more the dominant type, so maybe that's you. But
what is that? He just sits around, rolling around in his car, thinking of odd sayings?
Yeah, mac and cheese, definitely one, yeah, two peas in a pod. Like, there are definitely different ways you can go about saying that. Okay, mac and cheese is definitely one, if I've heard it before, it's very rare.
Anyway, let's think about what he said the first time. The Los Angeles Lakers and their depth? How about the Lakers roster just sucks? How about that? There's no clear way to say it. They got a bunch of you see, they're guys who can play on other teams and put up numbers. And then when you actually have to do it in a winning system, it doesn't work. And I don't even know what the Lakers system is, to be honest, because it revolves around LeBron James. And the fact that Anthony Davis, I don't think, is someone on a consistent basis who's just going to will you victories, that's a problem for the Lakers. And for all the talent that they have, whether it's a Rui Hachimura or you want to think about a Christian Wood, these dudes fall by the wayside because I don't even think they know what they're doing. And the Lakers, let's be real, they're an ill fit. They don't have a lot of shooting. They've had to deal with injuries throughout the course of the year. They brought in Gabe Vincent from the Miami Heat. He's been basically out all season long, and now they have to go out there and make an additional move. And I don't know if there is a move for the Lakers to make that's going to vault them into just, let's just put it frank, like championship contention. Last year, I'm not going to say that they got lucky, but they had some nice steps along the way. I don't know if that's going to happen this go-round. Watching the Lakers play is pretty sad. And I know they're on a three-game winning streak dating back to last Thursday. The Celtics didn't take them serious. Celtics lost. The New York Knicks were hurt. The Knicks lost. Last night, they took on Charlotte. Everybody beat Charlotte, and Charlotte lost. And so I'm not going to all of a sudden go, oh, my God, the Lakers on a winning streak here, because the team is still just it's poorly constructed. It's Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and then maybe D'Angelo Russell wakes up and has a good game. Maybe Austin Reeves has a good one. You know, outside of that, the Lakers are just pretty sad and pretty pathetic. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. And speaking of L.A., you know, Jose Altuve wasn't the only baseball player today to sign a contract. I'm going to tell you about Clayton Kershaw on the other side of the break. And even outside of Clayton Kershaw, there's even more going on. How about the NBA? They had some announcements today for their all-star replacements. And we also might know who's going to participate in a slam dunk contest. I'm going to share that news with you on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Okay, little cold as ice, all right. That might be applicable to one of the individuals I'm going to tell you about in a few minutes. Maybe Trey Young, they call this dude Ice Trey. Okay, anyway, I'll explain momentarily. Right before we went to break, thank you so much to our newsman, Rich Ackerman, came by and told us all about Clayton Kershaw. We heard about Jose Altuve and his five-year contract extension, $125 million. We don't know all of the details yet, but Clayton Kershaw is going to be sticking around with the Dodgers. I feel like he is almost a year-to-year at this point, especially being at least, I think, next month he turns 36 years old. He had shoulder surgery at the end of last year, and there were so many conversations about him wanting to pitch again, not knowing if it was going to be in L.A. He wasn't going to show up until about the halfway point through the season, but he wanted to join a team. Now, was he going to join his hometown Texas Rangers? Was he going to go back to L.A.? It's like, hey, I'm going to figure that out in the summertime. Well, it's not summer, I can tell you that. It's still February. It's still winter. And Clayton Kershaw has decided to stick around with these Dodgers. I don't know. Maybe he sees all the money that's flowing. Maybe he sees Shohei Ohtani in town. But Clayton Kershaw is going to be around. And how about this? He also has an option. There is an option for him to pitch in 2025. What does that mean? He could be pitching in 2025 with Shohei Ohtani. Not too bad for Clayton Kershaw. So you got one guy in Los Angeles and LeBron James. He has no idea what the hell is going on with the team. He says, that's none of my business. And you at least have a little bit more certainty, at least for this upcoming season with Clayton Kershaw, granted that he can come back from his shoulder surgery, and then we'll see what happens. Right before we went to break, I also told you that there's a few updates in the NBA as it relates to their All-Star weekend coming up February 18th, 19th, etc. in Indianapolis. We got some replacements in the East. We know that Joel Embiid, done. All right, he will not be participating in the All-Star game. He's going to have a procedure on his torn meniscus, or excuse me, damaged meniscus. I don't want to screw things up, even though it's torn. Joel Embiid, I think he's done for the year. That's just me. But he's not playing in the All-Star game, and neither is Julius Randle of the New York Knicks. Julius Randle suffered a dislocated shoulder about a week and a half ago. So their replacements in the NBA All-Star game, Ice Trey Young of the Atlanta Falcons, or excuse me, Atlanta Hawks right here in Georgia. Hey, Hickey, we got too many birds in this town, man. I can't keep up.
You're right. I didn't think about that.
Everything is a bird.
Bird town.
It is a bird town. No, don't say that. You're going to piss off some Orioles fans, okay?
Oh, true.
Yeah, those bird folks are going to get upset. But anyway, Trey Young averaging 27-12 here in Atlanta for the Hawks. Hawks stink. And then you also have another guy from a loser team who's going to now make the All-Star roster in place of Embiid and Randall. That happens to be Scottie Barnes. And their team is worse than the Hawks. Okay, the Raptors sit at 17-33. Scottie Barnes is basically, I don't know, 20-ish points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, somewhere around there. And he's only, I think, 22, 23 years old, so the sky's the limit for Scottie Barnes. Still on the West, no replacements there. I know a lot of folks, as we discussed it last week, very upset that they're not a Sacramento King. And so not that I want to say there's still enough time for somebody to get hurt, or for somebody to, you know, call out, but I wouldn't shut the door on a Sacramento King actually, you know, making the Western Conference playoff roster. We know Sabonis, he's probably the most qualified to be on the team. That's not. Let's see what happens. Also, let's keep this in mind. I know the Pelicans sitting at 7th, they don't have an all-star. I know people can't stand Zion Williamson. Brandon Ingram, I think he'd have to be amazing for the team to make it. And C.J. McCollum, he ain't making no damn all-star team. And so that's settled at least on that side for now. Now, when it comes to the dunk contest, it's been reported that we have some names that are likely going to be confirmed over the next few days. And tell me if this excites you. Jacob Toppin. Hickey, have you seen him play?
I've seen him play at Kentucky.
You seen him play in the NBA?
No, sir.
Jaime Jaquez Jr., Miami Heat, exciting for you?
No.
Mac McClung.
I saw him in the NBA, technically.
In the dunk contest last year, right?
That's right.
And then you got Jaylen Brown, a multiple-time All-Star. I guess he would be the biggest name. He ain't even the biggest name on his own team. Exciting?
Eh. Doesn't really move the needle.
Yeah. I feel like we're in store for another, NBA slam dunk contest. Yep. The last one I remember being interesting was in Toronto. I think they went to overtime in a dunk contest. This is Zach LaVine before he had a busted foot. And Aaron Gordon were going at it, and that was pretty fun to watch. And then even before that, you got to go back years before we start getting into the gimmicky nonsense of a slam dunk contest. I think it was Serge Ibaka, maybe, who blew out a candle, or he kissed a monkey, or I don't know. He did something ridiculous. And Blake Griffin jumping over cars. But this is where we're at right now. In a slam dunk contest, if you want to find the best dunkers willing to participate, you got to go into the G League. You got to get a Jacob Toppin, who I believe has never played a minute for the New York Knicks. And if he did, it's an irrelevant minute. The NBA is having to bring back Mac McClung, who basically signed a contract last season just so at least he could look like a legitimate NBA player. He's playing for the Delaware Sixers team in the G League. Like, what are we doing here? And then on another hand, I thought the Miami Heat, and sure, this is not an official list. This is not an official announcement. The Miami Heat have Jaime Jaquez Jr. He's listed on this as a potential participant in the dunk contest. This man is coming off of a groin injury. You know, I'm not a doctor. But if you've had a groin injury, is it the best thing to you or for you to be jumping around, dunking basketballs in an exhibition? Like, no. I thought the Miami Heat are trying to make another postseason run, right? And you're going to throw this dude out there to just do what? Waste time? It's a waste. You know what, Hickey? I would not be surprised if we went back to a time where the NBA just said, forget it. You think they would shut down a slam dunk contest again at some point?
I don't think so, just because I still think it's like better than nothing. Like you can still hype it up, and it's still like that's like if you're going to get people to watch a skills competition, I don't think people are going to be like, oh, 3-point shootout or all the, you know, this actual skill competition of the pass weaving in and out. I think you would get people to watch because it's the slam dunk contest. So I don't think it'll go away, but I don't think it'll get to a point ever again where it's like marquee must watch TV.
Well, you know, it only takes one guy to do that, you know? So I'm not going to shut the door. It's just unfortunate. I know it's not going to go away because it's all about the money. There's so many sponsors that are involved. And, you know, we spoke to Sal Araca last week from the NBA. He's in charge of all of their partnerships. And for all of the activations, yeah, they're not going to get rid of it. I don't know who's sponsoring the slam dunk contest. I feel for years it was Sprite. I don't know if that's still the case, but there's just so much money invested into it. It's not going to go anywhere. But I think it takes one guy. You know, maybe tell me if this is pie in the sky, Ryan, but maybe one day Zion enters into the dunk contest and it prompts another star to get in as well. Does that change things? I don't know.
Absolutely. Victor Wembanyama, like there are no shortage of stars that if they're participating, I'm watching. The issue is no one wants to do it, which is how, no disrespect, we end up with Jaime Jaquez and Mac McClung and Obi Toppin's brother as like the
oh no,
the headliners, as if you could say.
I was trying not to do it. You said Obi Toppin's brother?
I mean, at this point, that's where we are. That's where this contest is.
Now, realistically, what the hell is Victor Wembanyama doing in a dunk contest? Ain't he too tall?
You're probably right. But he's like the name I would watch. But you're right, in terms of actual dunks, I don't know. I mean, through the legs? Can he do it?
I think his legs can't come off the ground to jump. He'd be standing at the free throw line just extending his arms out to dunk the ball. I don't know how exciting that would
be. Maybe he can dunk from the 3-point line. Now we're talking.
Oh, whoa.
Now we're talking. Wow. I would watch that.
Now, you know, I saw this man a few weeks ago. I watched him warm up for like 15 minutes. And it gets to a point, maybe I'm around tall people too damn much. I'm just like, yeah, he's tall. And yes, he's taller than everybody. But he just moves so fluidly. And I don't know. Can he jump from the 3-point line? Hell no. But we've certainly seen him, you know, run around outstretched. It freaked me out. I saw a video from a couple of months ago. He was sitting on the bench, and I think he was in the front row, and there was a fan like 3 rows behind him and then over an aisle, and he was able to reach back with these go-go gadget arms and sign their whatever it was and just hand it back to them. I'm like, bro, I can reach back and just hand something to the person behind me. This man reached over 3 rows of seats and an aisle just to sign something for some fans. Maybe he dunks just without jumping from the free throw line. That might be the most realistic thing.
And I would watch to see if he can accomplish it.
If we did have a dunk contest, like a legitimate one with the top stars from today, who would you want to see in it?
Ooh, who would I mean... Today, I was going to say, if this was like 5 years ago, I'd love to see LeBron do one. But at this point at 39, probably not.
Yeah, I would go with Anthony Edwards. I would want to see Zion go out there and dunk.
Can we count Ja Morant? I know he's hurt right now, but like if we pretend he's healthy?
I think so. I was going to be my next thing. Is there a small guy in the NBA that's just like jumping through the gym? You know, Westbrook, he doesn't play as much, but he can still slam it down. But I got no interest. He's a power dunker. Like, I can't even tell you, like, who's a little dude dunker in the NBA right now? Like a guard getting it. I can't even say because they're all just pulling up from deep.
I was also going to say, who's a little dude now? I mean.
Oh, 6'2", 6'3".
The best players are all like 6'7". Like, Luka plays like a point guard. He's like 6'9"?
Yeah,
6'8", towers six, over eight. Chuck.
Yeah. Yeah, and I see him dunk every now and then, right? One hand slam.
He should be in shape by now to get off the court enough, you know?
He might be MVP depending on, well, how about this? As I look up on the screen, Dallas is smoking Brooklyn 74-54. Dare should I even look to see what Luka Doncic is doing to them? It's either him or Kyrie Irving, who made it a point to let everyone know that returning to Brooklyn tonight was not a big deal. This was just an ordinary game, and everybody should go business as usual. Like, Kyrie Irving did not kind of just, let's just say, partially tank their championship aspirations when they had James Harden and Kevin Durant. What does this box score look like? Oh, Kyrie Irving. Oh, he went back to Brooklyn to whoop ass. 26 points for Kyrie Irving. And then Luka Doncic is just hanging out tonight, relaxing with a cool 15 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists. And the Brooklyn Nets, well, let's just say who cares. Mikal Bridges has 14 points. What a sad sack of a, I hate to say it, but of a franchise. Dallas is smoking Brooklyn. Does Brooklyn have fans? Hickey, do you know a Brooklyn Nets fan? Know any?
One that works here, Alex Azarm, is a Nets fan.
Oh. Is he from New Jersey?
I think he's from New York City, actually.
Oh, wow. What a weird guy.
Yeah, very weird. Yeah,
tell him I said he's weird.
Will do.
I'm just saying, how a Brooklyn Nets fan in New York City?
Very rare.
What did he... Is he a younger guy? Like 20?
Yes. Yeah, he's like 24, maybe.
Oh, so he was watching Jason Kidd. That's why. Okay. That's called a front runner, probably. Anyway. Congratulations to the Brooklyn Nets for at least having a basketball team. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Sometimes you got to be careful where you move. The NFL is trying to move, trying to get eyeballs in Brazil, in Europe. We're going to talk about the expansion of the NFL. We're going to hear some more of the interesting audio from last night's opening night. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.